Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, you'd think moving into a brand new house would come ghost-free, fresh paint, zero murder history, no demonic crawl spaces, you know? You don't want that in a house. But one teenager learned that even new builds come with extra tenants.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And you're actually about to enter the last 40 minutes of my 42nd year of life as I turn 43.
It is not your birthday today.
No, tomorrow. In 40 minutes.
I know you and I are recording this
yes,
at 11.
Yes, in 40 minutes, it's going to be my birthday. And
I have
Dick Clark. He's here. He's going to help us celebrate. And no, I don't. I have no AI Dick Clark. Everybody's like, you made an AI Dick Clark. I should have thought of that ahead of time, but I
kind of like that idea.
I can totally do it. And maybe by New Year's, maybe we'll have our own New Year's Rockin' Eve. A real twisted New Year's Rockin' Eve. We'll have Dick Clark with correspondents Casey Kasem and Robert Stack.
Oh my God. Every time I hear Casey Kasem and Robert Stack, I'm like, AI. Yeah. No, that's real. That's them.
With special appearances by Peter Jennings from Times Square. And we're going to kick it really old school.
Do it.
Yep.
We couldn't love that very much.
And the thing is, I have all of them emulated. And it's just something I play with, you know, in my little free time that I have off the air, where it's like, let's just put this together for fun and see what this sounds like.
It's like on our classic episodes that we run over the weekends.
Yeah.
Like right now, they're all in that Robert Stack era.
Yeah, that Stackish sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it cracks me up whenever I hear one of those.
Yeah, it's quite amazing what that can do. And that was years ago when that was very, exactly. I mean, what it can do now, it's wow. I mean, there are things that I do now that are the virtual me. But honest to God, I sometimes listen to the virtual me and go, the virtual me sounds better than the me. Like, it's more consistent.
It's crazy.
It's spooky.
All the stuff you can do.
And here's the thing. When I'm gone someday, the show will continue. And I will continue.
Yeah, and you won't even be here.
But will it be me? Or will it be the computer speaking through me? Or will the computer have taken on such an understanding of my personality and how I would respond to things, not just in a, oh, someone have it say this way, but it's going to come out completely in the way I would speak it? Oh, yes, yeah. My friends, because it already does that. It already does that.
And imagine, 20 years from now, 10 years from now. Like, it's just so crazy. I think about when I was in college.
Yeah.
I had to physically go to the library.
Yeah.
Research something.
Sure.
Like, I had to type up papers.
We used to, when it's a funny time, I never went to college, but I had many friends who did. And I remember computers were, it was like mid 90s, late 90s ish. And Windows 95, all that stuff was fairly new. And so there was like computers that were just kind of popping up everywhere, like in libraries and stuff. It was kind of a new thing to have something more than just the DOS-based computer there. And there were these programs where you could easily install them on computers within the library and then go back to your dorm and log into the computer, and then you could fuck with people and like take over the screen and like make the CD drive open and put all sorts of crazy messages on the screen. God. And screw with people. And I remember watching some of my hacker friends do that, and it was the funniest damn thing at that time.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, and it's all so new. And everything is so new. So like people like do have some superstitions and stuff at this time still. Cause they're just like, the internet? What is this? I mean, it was only like 2 years before where like Katie Kirk and Brian Gumbel were on the Today Show going, what is this email thing about? So that's, the context of the time, like, and suddenly your computer takes over and starts like giving you messages from Satan. That is hilarious.
Unless you're trying to get that damn paper done.
Suddenly paint comes up and there's pentagrams and what is going on? I'm just trying to check the Yahoo.
The Yahoo. I'm trying to check my AOL.
We get into, you've got mail. oh God. What were some of those browsers? I'm trying to think let's go into a ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost story with us. Hi.
My name is Lavana, and I currently live in California. I have a story from when I was growing up in Idaho Falls, Idaho. I lived in a house that was a new kind of tract home area. It was kind of just up and coming. The house that we moved into.
Hey, Alanis Morissette didn't grow up in Idaho Falls, Idaho, did she?
I don't know. No, she's Canadian, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. You're right. Okay. Because she kind of sounds Alanis-y. Her name's Alanis. So it was like, Alanis? Like, yeah. I don't know.
No.
You, okay, anyway, continue.
We were the first people to live in that house. When I was 8, I had a whole bunch of different experiences, but that's going to be another call. I don't know why 8 seems significant, but then the next time I had it, when I was 12, going on 13, we had a room in the basement of our house, that you could close the door and there was a small window and it would let in a little bit of light. And we called this room the stereo room. We called it the stereo room because we basically used it as a theater room and a music room. It just had some chairs and some couches, a game table, and my dad had set up a whole sound system. So we loved to watch movies and listen to music down there. And I would sit down there and listen to record after record after record. One evening, it was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5, still sun coming through the little window in the back. I was just sitting in the chair and listening to some music, and I just had a feeling that there was something in the room with me. And I'd had this feeling in the house before. Like I said, when I was 8, I had some pretty traumatic experiences. So I had felt this feeling before, but it had been a while, like four years or so. It was so strong that I turned to look back towards the game table, which is sitting towards the back of this stereo room, and it was kind of underneath this window, so the light beaming in would hit the top of this table. I turned around knowing that I was going to see something that was there. I was hoping it was my brother or my dad. And I turned around, and there was a man, and he was sitting at the table. You couldn't really see through him. He looked pretty solid. I could see him very clearly. He had on what I can only describe as a rancher hat of some sort, and like a rancher kind of coat, something that someone would wear if they were working the land. And he was just sitting there, and he was just kind of moving his head to the beat of the music. I was pretty stunned, and I was kind of staring at him. He didn't really seem to notice me or want to connect with me or really have any care that I was there or that maybe he thought he was somewhere else. As if he was sitting at a table, like in another, I don't know, dimension or time. I stared at him for quite a while, and he was just kind of going along with the music. And like I said, it was almost as if I could walk back there and touch him. And I finally got the courage to leave the room, because you kind of had to walk past the table. I left the stereo on, and I went upstairs. But I never really told anybody in my family about seeing him. And about 15, 20 years later, a childhood friend of ours and my older brother and I were just kind of reminiscing about the days in Idaho Falls and the times that we had in that house, the things that we did. And it came up, my friend said, you know, I never told anybody this, but once I was upstairs in the kitchen, and this man just walked past the sliding glass door like he just was doing something or just had somewhere to go. I just kind of looked at her, and I said, well, what did he look like? Or, you know, did you see any details? And she says, well, he had like a hat, and he had like a trench coat kind of thing on. I'm not really sure how to describe it. And I looked over at my brother, and his face was like just ghost white. He said around the same time period, he had seen this exact same man. I think he had seen him, I don't remember if it was downstairs or in the upstairs hallway. But all of us were completely freaked out because nobody had told anybody else. We'd all basically seen the exact same person. And why he was there, we don't know. Nobody felt threatened by him, and he didn't seem to care that we were there. He didn't look at anybody or walk towards anybody or do anything crazy. He just was around, like he lived there and was just going about his day. Later on, I had talked to my mom, and I always felt like this was unrelated, but she was saying in the house, in the upstairs hallway, and both of us had agreed on this, was that there was this point in the hallway where you would be walking, and then all of a sudden you would kind of hit a space where it seemed thick, and you'd get kind of a chill, But then if you just, you could just like walk through it, but you got a bad feeling. With the man that we saw, there wasn't a bad feeling, but with this area of the hallway, which is why I think they're unrelated, you would get kind of a chill or feel threatened or cold or unsafe. My mom and I both, for almost the entire time we lived there, would always have this experience in the hallway. I don't know if these things are related or if our house just attracted a lot of different energy that was very apparent. My dad, for some reason, never noticed anything or is denying it, but everybody else seemed to have a very clear experience that they have remembered for years and years. I've never forgotten it. But anyway, I have another story I'll call in some other time. It's from when I was 8, and it has stuck with me. I'm 43 now, so it's I've never forgotten it. I could draw you a picture. I remember it so distinctly. But that's my story. It was very real to me and my family. And anyway, I love your show, and I always listen. And I'm so happy you guys have put this on, and it's really fun to hear other people's experiences. So thank you very much.
Okay, that was a little ironic.
About seeing the man?
No, about her turning 43.
And that's what you're turning.
Yes, and I just said that right before the call. I had not heard the phone call at all.
And you're both 43.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're 43.
I know. I can't really either. And honest to God, earlier today, my daughter was, Harper, as you know, doing orientation day at school because they start insanely early.
I know.
Which I hate. It's like, come on, let's, what happened to Labor Day? I'm excited about her school. She's excited about her school. So that's that. But anyway, we went and swung through McDonald's shortly after school today. And she says to me, "Tomorrow's your birthday, Dad. Are you excited?" I'm like, "No." I did not realize it. I'm like,
Oh, it is.
Oh, okay.
Shit. Yeah. Make some plans.
But I'm not saying it like I'm being, you know, like, oh wow. But it's just, it's funny. When you're a kid, when you're younger, I guess, you know, I don't know. Do you?
I never forget my birthday.
No, with age, it's just me.
It's just you.
It's just me.
Because I don't really celebrate it in a big way.
I don't either.
I like to have,
and I think that's, and I think that's why I don't remember, because I'm always kind of like, whatever, you know, it's another day. At some point, I'm done counting. So.
I just like to have something that's about me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I do try to make it about me with the family. I demand that they light candles around pictures of me.
Good. Through the room.
And, yeah, I mean, I walk in with a robe and I chant a little bit, and then I stand in front of the fireplace and I raise up the two tablets and I separate them, and then I go bury them in Utah. And the rest is
golden tablets.
It's gonna be a big thing, I'm telling you. It's gonna be a big thing, and it's gonna inspire a lot of fine folks. Good, like good. The Vallows, Daybells, you know, a lot of them. It's going to work out great. Anyway, somebody's like, "I hate you for saying that." Sorry. Anyway, 855-853-4802. If you want to share your ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. And if you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, get everything ad-free so you can just binge away nonstop, check that out on Apple Podcasts. Our premium channel is right there for you. Or Patreon.com and search Real Ghost Stories Online. You'll find us there. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Hit the post. All eight radio people got that. Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA-certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.